Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 30th, 2023. I'm Rich Strafalino. Nothing CEO Carl Pei said the company will release its Nothing Phone 2 model in the U.S. this year. Pei said the U.S. market will be its first priority with the device. He also said the Phone 2 would be a more premium product with an Android OS developed in-house for a better software experience. TikTok CEO Shou-Zi Chew voluntarily agreed to testify before the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee on March 23rd. Representative Kathy McMorris-Rogers, the committee chair, said the hearing will focus on how TikTok handles U.S. users' privacy and data security, as well as how it keeps minors safe on the platform. Earlier this month, Chew met with European Union officials to discuss how TikTok would comply with the EU's Digital Services Act. Bloomberg sources say Baidu plans to release a chatbot service similar to ChatGPT in March. This will initially integrate with its main search services, providing a conversation-style search result. The service will be based on its Ernie machine learning model in development for several years. Google researchers published a paper detailing MusicLM, a generative AI system designed to produce music from a text description. Researchers trained the system on a dataset of 280,000 hours of music. The paper says MusicLM can also build on existing melodies, generate audio based on a specific instrument within a genre, and combine text and pictures for an output. Experiments show that about 1% of music generated directly replicated from training songs. The researchers don't plan to release MusicLM in its current state, citing the risk of potential misappropriation of creative content associated to the use case. The Chinese online retailer JD.com plans to close its e-commerce sites in Thailand and Indonesia. The Thailand store will close on March 3rd. The Indonesia site will stop accepting orders in mid-February before fully closing at the end of March. This comes as the company pivots from e-commerce to supply chain infrastructure services. MasterCard and Binance launched a beta for its prepaid Binance card in Brazil after already releasing the card in Argentina. The card supports shopping and paying bills with cryptocurrency at MasterCard merchants. The companies expect a wide release of the card in Brazil in the next few weeks. Ford announced price cuts to its Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle. The top-end GT model with extended range saw a 9% reduction, down to $63,995, while the base model saw a more modest $900 price cut to $45,995. Customers on waitlists will see the price cut on delivery, while current owners will receive personal offers to refund the difference. This comes as Tesla cut prices on its Model 3 and Model Y EVs by 6 to 20% earlier this month. Bloomberg sources say the U.S. secured agreements with the Netherlands and Japan to restrict the export of advanced chipmaking tools to China. This would effectively extend the export controls the U.S. adopted back in October to the two countries, impacting exports from key chip-making suppliers like ASML, Nikon, and Tokyo Electron. The information sources say Apple plans to let users build their own augmented reality apps for its upcoming headset by using Siri. For example, asking the assistant to help build something based on scanning and importing real-life objects without having to do all the design from scratch or know how to code. This would be similar to Meta's Quest headsets, which let users build 3D environments within Horizon Worlds, and iPhone users already have some of this functionality as part of Apple's other augmented reality and virtual reality efforts. Microsoft-owned GitHub and OpenAI filed separate motions to dismiss a proposed class-action lawsuit against GitHub's Copilot tool in a San Francisco federal court. The proposed class-action lawsuit claims Copilot's AI-powered code suggestions require software piracy on an unprecedented scale. In the motions to dismiss, GitHub said the complaint fails on two intrinsic defects, lack of injury and lack of an otherwise viable claim, and that the case could undermine open-source principles. A hearing in May will consider the motions. Amazon informed customers it will start adding delivery charges for Amazon Fresh orders under $150 as of February 28th. Orders under $50 will be charged $9.95, orders between $50 and $100 will be charged $6.95, and orders up to $150 will be charged $3.95. Amazon previously offered free delivery on orders over $35. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims Apple remains on track to release a foldable iPad in 2024, saying it will feature a carbon fiber kickstand. Kuo also expects a revamped iPad mini to enter mass production in early 2024. And finally, Bloomberg sources say the Apple supplier Jabil began shipping AirPod enclosures from India to China and Vietnam for assembly. This marks an expansion of Apple's Indian manufacturing footprint, which previously only included iPhones. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.